Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
Would you ditch your BFF for the right amount of money? Like they say, money can't buy friendship, right? But according to a new study, 4 in 10 people would actually get rid of their best friend in exchange for some cash.
Whoa.
So do you guys have a magic number? Think about your best friend, your BFF. How much money would it take for you to ditch them?
I can't even give you a number. Like, I don't think I would. I would trade it for the world.
Who is your best friend?
My wife.
Okay, yeah.
And then it would be you.
Yeah.
And then somewhere down the line, producer Jordan will be there too.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Hey, that's it's an honor to be nominated.
What about you, producer Jordan?
I would sell you, Kevin, for $1.
I mean, yeah, after the way he just my comment. Yeah.
Maybe 50 cents.
But who would be your best friend?
The person I tell everything is my cousin.
Okay.
So, like, I think, yeah.
What would be the price point to ditch them?
I couldn't, but if I had to, $100,000.
That's it?
Well, yeah.
For your best
friend? Kevin, what would you say?
I don't think
you
it would be any
amount.
You gotta
put a number on it. You gotta put a number on it.
$50 million.
No, that's unreal.
Then I could, like, you know, genetically, regrow my wife.
The actual number is, according to 4 out of 10 people in Britain, $200,000.
Get out!
Yeah, they'll get rid of their friend.
I was halfway there.
Yeah, yours doesn't. Your cousin obviously does not mean as much.
Mine's
as for
also
everybody
a deal,
else,
okay?
Which drives me bananas that people would actually be willing to sell their friend. That 4 in 10 people.
So then, let me ask you the same question, Sonny. What would you, if you had to put
six
a price?
$100 kajillion.
Exactly. That's what I was saying. You know, like, I don't think you put a price on your best friend. You know, yes, you'd have a lot of money, but you wouldn't have your best friend.
Yeah.
Maybe you might find another best friend. Sure, fair enough. You can go along that timeline.
But now I just feel like a jerk because you just said that your best friend was your wife and mine was not my husband.
Oh.
Well, that's fine.
I love you, John.
But Nat has been a constant in your life, like your best friend. We talk about her all the time here in the show. Yeah. She has been your best friend since what? Elementary school?
Kindergarten,
Kindergarten.
Yeah.
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 And so, I've known my wife since we were both 12. Like, she's been by my side for a very long time. And your husband, like, you guys have been married for over a year now. Almost a year, right? When is your anniversary? Wow. She doesn't even know that.
Yeah. We're a year and a half. We'll be 2 years in July.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, he is my best friend. But when I think of just best friend purposes, like, not including marriage. Okay. Yeah.
Well, here's another question. Who's offering this amount of money?
Yeah.
Like, in this, is it the type of thing where you go into some, like, weird, shady place, you know, in downtown? You know, you talk to this woman who looks like she's got 700 cats. She's got all, like, the gray, frazzled hair.
She's
and
she's looking for friends.
She makes you this deal, it's like, how much for your best friend?
I've saved my whole life.
You tell her your amount, and then poof, she disappears when you turn around. Well, like, I feel like that's the kind of situation we're talking about here.
It's where you buy everything. Amazon.
Oh, Amazon. Or eBay, right, where you place your bid. How much for your best friend?